From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Ballots are out for April's municipal election in Colorado Springs, and all six districts are in play. 91.5 KRCC sat down with the candidates, and all this week and into next, we'll hear from them. Today, it's District 1, which is northwest of downtown Colorado Springs. It borders the Air Force Academy, and inside its boundaries are Garden of the Gods and the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. The city council seat is currently held by Don Knight, who is retired from the Air Force and the defense industry.
Have I done everything I think I needed to do, and should I give somebody else a chance, or is there other stuff I need to do? And there are some things I'm working on that I think will bring value added to the city that I would like to see through, and that's why I'm running for re-election.
Knight cites among his accomplishments as helping to create a formal partnership between local military bases and Colorado Springs utilities. He also worked on banning recreational marijuana clubs, saying recreational pot isn't a good idea. He's currently focused on maintaining low utility rates. Knight faces a challenge from local businessman Greg Basham.
I think I bring a business side common sense that is needed. That doesn't mean there aren't people already there that have great common sense in doing things. There's a balance that we could use. And I think a little more private sector business would be healthy for our city council.
Basham says city government moves too slowly, and too often citizens are forced to react rather than being brought to the table earlier. Both Knight and Basham see economic development as the main issue facing both District 1 and the city. Basham says the local economy relies too much on the Department of Defense, and while he doesn't want to diminish those contributions, diversification, he says, is key.
Let's keep them every bit as big as they are and maybe even grow them too, but we need to grow outside of that. We need to reach out for different companies, new industry that will excite our youth and keep them here in town.
Basham doesn't see that, though, as the role of city council. Rather, he says it's best left to the mayor and the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Corporation. For Knight, economic development means growing city revenue, and he has a two-pronged approach.
First thing, we got to retain the businesses we have here, then we got to attract new businesses.
That involves the Economic Development Corporation, but also City Council. As an example, Knight says he'd like to expand an aeronautical zone to cover the whole city, which he says means tax breaks to attract new aircraft manufacturing businesses that wouldn't have to be located right next to the airport. Both Knight and Basham also say stormwater is a major issue facing the city, and both support ballot issue 2, which would allow the city to retain a portion of excess revenue to help fund stormwater projects. Official election day is April 4th. You can hear more from Don Knight and challenger Greg Basham at krcc.org. Listen this week for more from City Council candidates. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.